Therefore, God says, I oppose the proud and give grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and wait a minute, that doesn't say hearts. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves then before the Lord. Continuing at 5:7, be patient, therefore, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for his precious crop from the earth, being patient until it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing near. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed all those who show endurance. You have heard the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. And thanks be to God that God is compassionate and merciful. And thanks be to God for this particular reading. Did you notice in the first part? Cleanse your hands. Just a little, you know, reminder. It says it in Scripture. Really, it does. Cleanse your hands. See, even God wants us to wash our hands. I'm beginning to wash the skin off of mine. I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to keep next to the little bottle of soap a bottle of moisturizer so that, you know, I can have some skin left when we get through all of this. The writer of James understands humans, understands our strengths, and understands our weaknesses. It is really easy for us to be unclean, to not wash our hands, to not purify our hearts. When we're going through something like this, it is so easy to get grumpy and scared and lonely and impatient. It's so easy for us to try to blame somebody else or something else, or have a fight in your family, or have a fight with your dogs. No, I haven't done that yet. But we need to stick together. This is a time of patience and endurance according to the Lord. And I don't know of a time other than 9/11 in our lifetimes that this has been more true. World War II, we needed patience and endurance. That's true. But it was different. 9/11 was different because it seemed as though we were able to get on with our lives sooner. In fact, the president was encouraging us, go out, go to a movie, do, you know, some good things, because we wanted to let the evil that was working against us know that they wouldn't win. Now, we're being asked to stay home in order to win the battle. That doesn't feel right. Maybe it does to you. It doesn't to me. It seems to me like when there's something going on that we need to address, that we need to be faithful about, it means that we need to go out into the world and go marching and carry our swords of faith and carry our banners and wear bright clothes and let no one know that we are weak in any way. Doesn't that sound more like fighting a battle? We are being asked to stay home. We are being asked to be with ourselves. I don't know. I'm not sure I like all of that. You know, Lent is a season that we're supposed to do a lot of self-reflection on. Were you all not doing your part? Is that why we have this? I know that's not true. But while we have this time, when we must endure and we must be patient, it's a good time for us to do some self-examination. It's a good time for us to familiarize ourselves with the Bible a little bit more. It's a good time for us to talk to someone we haven't talked to in a while. Being home does not mean we're alone. You are never, ever alone. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always, always with us. Always. And if you need to hear a human voice, make a call. Reach out in a text. Get together with someone you know is not infected if you're not infected. Like your neighbor. But experience God's love. Yes, it is important for us to be in community. Church is still important. That's why we're doing this today. Do you know how uncomfortable I am right now? This is not my thing. I need to see people's eyes and engage with them when I'm preaching, and it's hard to do this, but I'll do anything for my Savior and my Lord. I will do anything to reach out there, find any way that I can to reach out there and grab hands with all of you so that we know we're not alone. The presence of the Spirit of God, God's love is right here, right now. God is with us in our very breath. Everybody, do me a favor and take a deep breath in and out. And in and out. Do you know you just took two deep spiritual breaths of God? When you're feeling afraid, and you're feeling alone, and you're feeling a bit hopeless and frustrated and impatient and grumpy, take a deep breath in and out. And know with absolute certainty that God is in this room, your room, with you. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. And in this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. Amen and amen. I would like you to think about for a moment the time when Jesus gathered with his disciples. They did not have fancy golden plates. They had plain dishes, and oftentimes their food was set upon the table. Their drinks were in ordinary glasses, and they did drink wine. But part of that was because they couldn't always trust that the water was safe. When they gathered together to eat and to drink, on the night that our Savior and Lord was to be betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to all of them, and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you."